And we say hi to Candace Diener, and she's with the law firm of Rubin and Licatese, right?
Licatese, yes.
I was close enough, PC. How you doing, Candace?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, doll?
Massapequa.
And where'd you go to college and law school?
I went to the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania, and then I went to Hofstra Law.
All right, a Hofstra girl, Boomer.
You got
love for her already, don't
she's
you?
She's also a St. Anthony's girl.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what sport would you say is your best as far as knowledge here in New York?
Here in New York would be the Yankees.
New York Yankees, but yes. Are you a Yankee fan?
Yes, I'm a huge Yankee fan.
What is your, of all the teams in sports, what is your most favorite team?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Was that right? How's a Massapequa girl become a Dallas Cowboy fan unless raised by a pack of wolves?
Or my dad.
Or your dad, either way, right? Yes. So your old man's, he's old Roger Staubach guy?
Yeah, and he always wanted a son, and he got stuck with me, so he tried to make me a little boy and watch sports. And
you're not a little boy.
Well, the 90s, when you were growing up, it was the 90s, right?
Yes.
So obviously the Cowboys were the hot team at the
time. Right, great time to be a Cowboys and Yankees fan.
Right.
There you go. All right, so you know the game works, yes?
Yes.
All right, it's a little sports trivia knowledge game. We'll see if you know more than a dude. And you'll be playing against, Tony in Bellport. Hey, Tony, how you doing today, buddy?
All right, how you guys doing?
Doing good. Right. Let's see what team you're going to be on, Tony. Candace, as always, the ladies get to pick. You can be on my team. I believe I currently have, let me just check if I have it. Oh, that's right. I have the belt.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Or you could be on Boomer's team. So what team do you want to be on, babe?
I'm going to take Boomer.
Listen,
like
if you want to lose.
Said that, too.
Listen, don't get in a big spot, Boomer's not a winner.
Okay, good.
As long as everyone knows that.
Hey, yeah. What's the matter with you over there?
My little headphone thing got disconnected here because I was very excited to stand up there and show off my
championship
belt.
So basically what we have here is we have a South Shore Nassau girl versus a South Shore Suffolk County girl.
Well,
thanks,
sorry about that, Tony. You're from Bellport.
All right, Tony, listen, don't embarrass me like a lot of other men have, okay, my friend?
I'll try not to.
Home of the crazy Sip family, by
Let's
way.
Find out what's going on here. Candace, you want to go first or second,
right,
babe?
I'll go second.
Second. All right, so you hang tight over there. It's me and you, Tony. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's go.
If you don't know the answer, say pass. And then if there's enough time left, you can go back. If you get it wrong, you cannot go back. All right, brother?
You got it.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Do you know more sports than a hot lawyer? Your time begins now. Which Mets player just decided to go to right field?
Beltran.
Who's the head coach of the Rangers?
Tortorella.
Who did the Knicks play tonight at the Garden?
Pass.
What team did the Rangers lose to last night?
Pass.
NBA point guard Deron Williams was traded to what team last week?
The Nets.
What arena do the Devils play in?
The Rock.
That's right. Who did the Knicks sign to be their new big man?
Chad Jeffries.
CC Sabathia had surgery on what part of his body in the offseason?
Shoulder.
When does the NFL CBA expire?
Tomorrow.
Name one of three Yankee pitchers known as the Killer Bees.
Yeah.
Who did the Knicks play tonight?
Oh, man. Cavaliers.
Who did the Rangers lose to last night?
How did they play?
And one, two, three, four, five. Six, right.
All right, Candace.
You embarrassed yourself, Tony.
All right, here we go, Candace.
Candace, you only need 7 questions right or more to take the championship belt and give it back to Boomer Esiason. Now, this may not mean a lot to you, but it means a lot to me and Boomer. All right?
Okay.
6 gets you the tie. 7 gets you the win. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock. If you say pass, you can go back and get the
all
question
right, Candace,
again.
Come on now.
If you get it wrong, you may not go back. So use that pass diligently.
Okay.
You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Boomer, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your 60 seconds begins now.
Even though the Yankees spent over $200 million, who was the only Yankee to hit over $300 last season?
Robinson Cano.
That's right. How many wins did the Knicks have since acquiring Carmelo Anthony and Chauncey Billups?
2.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Which team won the first regular season game at the new Cowboys Stadium on September 20th, 2009?
The Giants.
That's right. Which NHL franchise was the first U.S.-based franchise to win the Stanley Cup?
New York Rangers.
That a girl.
I mean, it's rigged.
What is Knicks short for?
Knickerbockers.
Right. During the 1974-75 season, the Yankees played their home games in which stadium?
Shea.
That's right. Joe Girardi named NL Manager of the Year in 2006 while managing for which NL team?
Florida.
Yes, okay. We'll take
Shut
that.
Up!
Who is the Knicks' all-time leading scorer? That's easy.
Patrick Ewing.
Yes. Which player did the Knicks sign to a contract yesterday?
Jarrett Jeffries.
Right.
I mean, you just had the same question.
And which Long Island High School was I a three-sport varsity standout for?
West Islip?
No!
Are you kidding me?
Yes! She has a chance for perfection, and she doesn't get it right.
Well, why are you insulting me like that?
Well, listen, Candace.
I slip.
West Islip.
You got 9 out of 10, so you win, so congratulations on that. You killed my man from wherever he's from. So I give you the belt, Boomer. Here's
West
the belt.
West Islip.
You now have the belt. Put on the belt.
I don't want the belt.
Let me see the championship belt.
No, I'm not doing that.
Listen, Wes Islip.
Wes Islip, what's
wrong with
you? I
know everything about your bio, too, and you asked me one question I was unsure on.
I mean, that would be like me saying to you, like, you from Wantagh or something like that.
No, Wes Islip.
I mean, come on.
And where do you come up with the third sport? Why are we inventing that?
Well, I played basketball, football, and baseball.
You didn't really play basketball.
I did. All county and all three.
You were not all county in basketball.
Come get some.
Let's stop the rumors, right?
Yes, I was.
I'll give you a call, your shrimp skin baseball. Football, let's be honest about this, too. I don't want to be a bad guy.
I was all Long Island in football.
You weren't even that good in
high
school.
Yes, I was.
You threw the ball 9 times.
Yes, I was. Why are you trying? At least I have real legitimate letters.
You handed the ball off 30 times a game, Boom.
And listen, Newsday.
South Champion wouldn't let you run. He wouldn't let you throw.
Newsday, you know, named me one of the top Long Islanders of all time. So shut up.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Candace, good job.
Thank you very much.
And you can see Candace and Ruben and Ligatese Law Firm. Very nice.
So disgusting.
And there you go. 9 out of 10, she wins, but she feels like a bit of a loser because Boomer's mad at her. You know, you can't please him, Candace. That's the deal. You know how these pro athletes are. There's no pleasing them.
I'm
None.
Not a pro athlete anymore.
No, you'll always be a pro athlete. That's right. Good meeting you, Candace.
Thank you.
Hang tight, doll.